McCook boys off to a good 2-0 start. A face of Burlington teams also 2-0. And head coach Joe Imus, nice couple of wins. Chase County, of course, at home. And you go on the road to Valentine, long road trip, and got the job done up there as well. Nice 2-0 start for you.
Yeah, anytime you start 2-0, especially with an inexperienced young team, that's obviously a positive. And we needed two games to get under our belts, kind of see what we need to get better at. And we saw things we need to get better at, and we focused on it this week. So we're excited to see week 1-2 progress.
Offense, defense, what were you most impressed with the most with your team?
Our ball movement. You know, we shared the ball exceptionally well. That's one thing that stuck out. Then defense, our effort was tremendous, I thought, in both games. And but those were definitely two positives. And, you know, seeing the floor, I think, was one thing that we needed to get better at from those first two games. And we got better this week at practice.
As far as the Goodland tournament, a tough field of teams. Burlington's 2-0 to begin things. I'm sure you got it. Have you had a chance to get some film in this team?
Yeah, we've watched one game. You know, they only won four games last year, but they return everybody, and they're 2-0. So I'm guessing their confidence is pretty high. And my guess is they're going to have a goal to leave Goodland with the same amount of wins that they had last season. So they're quick. They shoot a lot of threes. They're kind of scrappy on defense. So, you know, main thing is they're playing with confidence, which a confident team is a scary team.
Well, your team's playing with a ton of confidence, especially after what you got done here watching against Chase County on Friday.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, like I said, a lot of our inexperienced guys getting that taste of varsity, and the game speed and the environment's different than what they're used to. And, you know, just getting their toes wet is huge for those guys. And, you know, some of our guys who did play a little bit of varsity last year, they're stepping up their roles, and their confidence is, you know, a lot higher than it's been. And without Adam Duggar, and, you know, some teams are taking away Evan Humphrey, that it's forcing other guys who have never been in scoring roles to have to score. And I like how our guys are stepping up and filling that void.
Yeah, and the Friday night game against Chase County, scoreless in the first half. Who would have thought that would happen? Then, but he came out and had a great second half.
No, you're right. And, you know, we had, like, Jacob Gomez-Wilson and his brother Lucas and Keegan Johnson. They all stepped up in the scoring department. And, you know, same thing on Saturday. Gabe Gans was our leading scorer, 14. So different guys are stepping up, which is going to make us a hard team to defend if we can continue being consistent.
You weren't kidding about Keegan. You said last week when we taped that, look out for this kid. And, boy, he really lit it up this weekend.
Yeah, I know a lot of people in the crowd were saying, who's Keegan Johnson? And, and you know, like I told you last week, he's not going to be a secret for long. And the kid has put in so much time. And, you know, he was a player who he had JV games last year. He played less than a minute. And, you know, that's just a good example of somebody who wants something and puts in the time to get it instead of just wanting it to happen, that they're making it happen. And he's been definitely a bright spot up to this point. And yeah, we gave him some varsity experience this summer just because he had put in so much time. And, you know, even this summer, it was probably a little too big of a stage for him. And he continued putting in that work. And you know, it shows in those games. And, you know, if you can get a guy like that, you can't just key on Evan Humphrey. And if you're keying on them both, that's going to open up the lane a lot for our quick guys with the Gomez-Wilsons and Frakers.
Is this going to be the year the Bison boys get out of that first round? Because you haven't had too much luck here the last couple of years.
No, we haven't. We haven't had very good draws. Like last year, we played Dodge City first round, who was one of the top teams in the biggest class in Kansas. So, you know, and two, this being my fourth year in McCook, we've only played three games in the field house, and all three we did not play very well. We didn't shoot the ball very well either, and having that backdrop, we can't prepare for that. We don't have facilities we can go to and practice like that, but neither do any of the other teams. So, but I like, you know, the prep that our kids have put in since last season. And, you know, the message for our guys is we just got to let muscle memory take over, and, you know, don't focus on your vision. You should, like Evan Humphrey and Keegan Johnson, I mean, those guys should be able to shoot threes with their eyes closed. They get so many reps. And so, but yeah, the plan is, you know, get out of that first round. And ultimately our goal is to play Saturday night in the championship, but Burlington's our priority.
Are you guys staying or going back and forth?
No, we're going to stay, heading down tomorrow morning and going to stay until Saturday.
All right. Best of luck.
All right. Thanks a lot, Rich.